Welcome to Linux in a Shell, episode 002. My name is Dan Washko, and I will be your host. Today we are going to talk about the transliterate or translate command, better known as TR. If you have not read the entry on the website, I strongly encourage you to do so either before listening to this or afterwards to solidify the command in your mind. The TR command, transliterate or translate command, is a quick and dirty search and replace type command. What it does is it takes standard in and replaces or deletes characters in standard in and writes it to standard out. For instance, you can use the echo command and echo the word apple, and we can pipe that with a pipe to TR. So we can say echo apple TR. Now, TR by itself, just using TR command and sets, will take whatever you put characters in set 1 and replace them with characters in set 2. So TR is going to have set 1 and set 2. So for instance, if we wanted to change all the P's to 1's in the word apple, we would say echo apple pipe TR. Set 1 would be P and set 2 would be 1. Now, when apple gets echoed to TR, it's going to replace all the instances of P's with the character 1. So what the output of this is going to be A11LE. Simple enough. TR, two sets. Set 1 is what you want to have replaced, and set 2 is what you want to replace it with, respectively. So, if you wanted to replace all the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 with the letters A, B, C, D, you would be TR, space, set 1 would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and set 2 would be A, B, C, D, E. So then any 1 would be replaced by A, 2 would be replaced by B, 3 would be replaced by C, 4 would be replaced by D, 5 would be replaced by E. You might be saying to yourself, what if I had the set of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I didn't specify A, B, C, D, E in set 2. Instead, I specified a smaller set, like A, B, C. Well, that depends on the version of TR that you're using. And by version, I mean, are you using the BSD or using System 5? The GNU version of TR operates like the BSD version. And what it does is it will pan set 2, the last character in set 2, out to the length of the characters in set 1. So in the case where set 1 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and set 2 is A, B, C, what it will do is it will repeat the last character to match each extended character in set 1. So 1 would be A, 2 would be B, 3 would be C, 4 would be C, 5 would be C. So that's what it does. It repeats that last character. The System 5 version, instead, what that does is it will truncate set 1 to match the length of set 2. So 1 would be A, 2 would be B, 3 would be C, 4, 5, and 6 would be ignored. So be aware of that. The GNU version of TR and also the BSD version of TR has a dash T option or flag, which is truncate set 1. That would then emulate the way that System 5 TR handles it, in that it would truncate set 1 to the length of set 2. So in this case, if you use the dash T option, set 1 would match 1 to A, 2 to B, 3 to C, 4, 5, and 6 would be ignored or truncated out of there. So be aware of that if you're not using BSD or Linux or one of their derivatives and you're using the TR command, your results might not be what you expected. Keep that in the back of your mind, but chances are you'll never run into it. Set length does matter, and one thing that you can do if you're not sure the length of set 1 or if you just wanted to be sure that you're going to repeat characters, you can use the asterisk by putting whatever character you want repeated in between open bracket, that character, asterisk, close bracket. That will repeat that character to pan out the total number of characters in to equal in set 1. Now, if you had like the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and again, we're using the letters A, B, and C, what it operates like standard is if you were to take A, B, open bracket, C, asterisk, close bracket, that is like a symbolic representation of how it expands out the last character to equal set 1. Another way that could be done is, let's say you wanted to have 5 and 6 be B and C, and every other character in just be A. So you would do open bracket A asterisk close bracket B C. So then one would be A, two would be B. I'm sorry, one would be A, two would be A, three would be A, four would be A, five would be B, six would be C. So it's smart enough to figure that out by using those wildcards. Now, another thing that you can do is specify ranges. So instead of having to do set 1 to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and set 2 be A, B, C, D, E, you could specify 1-6, which would specify the range 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the range A to F. And that would specify A, B, C, D, E, F. So then there would be a one-to-one match in there. And so you don't have to specify individual characters. You can specify by ranges. Which brings up the question, what if you wanted to substitute the dash itself? Well, if you specify the dash first, it treats character set as like a flag and will probably throw an error. If you specify the dash inside of your character list, it's going to treat it as a range. Therefore, if you do want to replace the dash, you need to put it at the end of the character set. Put it at the last character in the character set. That way it won't be treated as an option, and it won't be treated as a range. Put it at the end there. As opposed to specifying individual characters or a range of characters in either set, you can specify character classes. And those define a specific group of characters like all numbers, all letters, all numbers and letters, punctuation, printer, control characters, a different range of things. To get the full list, I encourage you to seek out the man page or the info page. Lists all those in there. But the way that the character list syntax is defined is character set is defined by open bracket colon the name of the set colon close bracket. So the name of the set is between a bracket and a colon. So for instance, all alphabet characters, it's open bracket colon alpha colon close bracket. They're handy ways to define a set that, of characters instead of having to specify a range or all the characters in the set. So, for instance, the alpha, or all alphabet characters, is pretty much the same as saying the range of A to Z in the English language. Digits, the digit character class, is the same as saying 0 to 9 a range. Lowercase letters in the English language would be the same as A to Z, just lowercase. Upper would be the same as A, uppercase A, dash uppercase Z would define all uppercase letters. So in a lot of times it might be just a lot easier to use the character classes and more efficient to use those character classes. So as an example is if I had a file and I wanted to convert all the uppercase letters to lowercase letters, I would specify TR. Set 1 would be the upper class and set 2 would be the lower class and redirect standard in as that file, and the output would be converting all those uppercase letters that it finds in there to lowercase equivalents. TR command takes a couple of different flags which alter its behavior. One of those flags is the dash D or delete option. So instead of replacing one set of characters with another, it will take set 1 and delete all those characters that occur in set 1. The delete option does not take a second set of characters. If you try and put a second set of characters in there, it will throw errors at you. So, for instance, let's say we had a file and we wanted to get rid of all the numbers in the file. We could do tr-d and the character class digit and redirect that file into tr, and the output would be that text in that file, but with all the numbers removed. So that's the D command. It's going to, instead of replace, is going to remove characters. There's a dash S command, which is for squeeze, or squeeze repeats, which it replaces multiple instances of that character in the set with a single occurrence of that character. So if we had the word apple, A-P-P-L-E, and we piped it to TR and did the dash S, and in character set 1, we said P, it would strip out any repeated occurrences of the letter P with a single occurrence of that letter. So Apple, APPLE, would then become APLE. So that's a way to get rid of repeated characters in a file. The last flag that I want to talk about is the dash C, or the complement. Now, if you remember in mathematics growing up, the complement set is the set that contains characters that aren't in the original set. So, for instance, the set of all letters, one complement set to the set of all letters would be digits. So the way TR makes use of the complement set is that it will replace or translate all the characters that are not in that current set. So if we were to pipe a file through to the TR command and do dash C digit as set 1, and then as set 2, the letter F. So we have TR-C digit class F. What that's going to do is going to replace every non-digit character in that file pushed to TR, because we're doing the complement, every non-digit character, and replace it with the letter F. Example, again, we're talking, let's say, using Apple. We're passing Apple to it, and we were to use that command, say Apple 12345, and use TR-C digit class F. What you would have from Apple 12345 is then 5 Fs, FFFFF 12345, because it's replaced every instance of the complement of the digit class. That means every non-digit, 0 through 9 number in that stream with the letter F. Now, you can combine some of these switches together. One example that I've seen is combining the dash C and S, or the complement and squeeze, to get a list of words in a file. Well, it's actually going to give you a list of words and letters in a file. So that would be TR-CS. Now, when squeeze is used in conjunction with another character, and it has, you know, squeeze only usually takes one set, but when squeeze is used with dash C, and you have two sets, it works on the second set. So the complement is going to be performed first, and squeeze is going to be performed second. For instance, to get the total number of words or letters in a file, the first set would be alpha class, and the second set would be the new line character. And the way that you'd specify it is you'd have to make sure that you, because set one is the list of all alphabetical characters, set two, because it's just one character, has to pan out to be, repeat itself to be the size of set one. So you would have to use the asterisk in this case. So specify the new line character, it would be open bracket, new line character, it would be backslash n, asterisk, close bracket. What that would do then with the dash CS option here is it would take the complement of the alpha class, which would be anything that's not a letter, A through Z in the English language, replace it with a new line character, and then the squeeze command is used to squeeze out any duplicate new line characters. Now, why would you need to do this? Well, let's say, for instance, there was a sentence in there that say, I am 13, period. How old are you? Well, each one of those spaces between the words would be converted to a new line character. But when you got to the number 13, period, it would convert the 1, the 3, and the periods in new line character 2. So in a sentence, I am 13, how old are you? After I am, the letter am, you would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new line characters. Now, if you use two spaces after a period, it would be 6 new line characters. So what the squeeze command would do, instead of having a bunch of new lines after those words, it would squeeze out any repeats of the new line character, so there would only be 1. And then you would have your list of words in that file. Pretty handy. That is the TR command in a nutshell. Quick and dirty way to replace characters, delete characters, get rid of repeated characters in a stream. You can use the TR command with redirection, either pipe the output of a command to TR or use the redirection of standard in to be a file using the less than command. That's the one where it's pointing to the left, opening to the right. So that would be the less than command to redirect a file into TR. And remember, also about redirecting output, because if you're using the TR command on a file and you want to save the output, you would have to redirect it using the greater than option afterwards to redirect output of TR to a new file so that you can save it. Thank you very much for listening. I thank Hacker Public Radio for supporting this show. I encourage you to go over to the website if you haven't done so to read the full write-up on the TR command and also watch the video of some of the examples that I talk about in action. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a great one.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.